Welcome to the Inside Out Style Podcast with Imogen Lamport, your scientist of style. Each episode, you'll get real-world style advice for women of every size, shape, and age. And now, here's Imogen.
Do you struggle finding clothes in your colour palette? Well, you are not alone. Joan wrote to me and she said, my biggest challenge would be finding clothes in my colour palette. I have a summer complexion with white hair. So cool, light, pretty similar to me, really. Kind of cool and light colouring. I'm in the Chicago area and probably have been to every store in the region as well as shopped online. Yet after 1.5 years of shopping, I still have no tops, skirts or pants in my colours. Help. I find that really amazing because I find that there's colours out there for everybody all the time. It sounds like you don't like the styles, or maybe it's something about the fit of clothing. Because I certainly see colours for every palette over time. Now, you're not going to get every single colour at any one time. And if you've got a certain specific colour in mind, you may really struggle because it could be that at this moment, that colour is not in fashion. But there are always colours out there for every palette. So I would say that maybe there's something else going on. And I could think it could be about, it's not my style. I don't like the style of the clothes. The fit, it doesn't fit well. So I reject something when it's in my palette, but I'm rejecting it because I don't like the style. So my suggestion would then be that it would be worthwhile getting some clothes made or learning to sew yourself. If you're not liking what's out there, that would be my first option, would be to actually find something, you know, have something made. Find the fabric, find a pattern you like and have it made. My other option would be to buy something, say, in white, in natural fibres, and then dye it to your palette colours. And I do have some blog posts written by somebody who is an expert in how to dye colours different clothes. Plus, there's lots of good information out there on the internet all about how to over dye clothes. So that would be my other option, that if you can't find the colours and the styles you like, either dye something that you already have, or if you find something that you like, but say it's, you know, in white or something that's light and easy to over dye, or alternatively have clothes made or start making your own clothes. In fact, you know, the reason why I got back into sewing, I used to sew all my own clothes when I was a teenager. And the reason why I really got back into it in recent times was because I was dissatisfied with what I could find out there. I couldn't find what I was after in the colours and patterns and styles that I wanted. Now, sometimes I do find things. It's not like I don't shop and I can't ever find anything. But then there'll be other times where, you know, I just might go, you know what, I'm looking for something and it's just not in the marketplace at this moment. And so that is when I will make them. So they would be two options to help you in your wardrobe. My second question today comes from Dawn. She said, I found it difficult to know what to wear once I left the workforce and became a mum. I knew suits weren't going to be appropriate, but I didn't really know what was and ended up in jeans and sweatshirts, which I admit is comfortable, but a bad habit. Now the kids are grown and I'm heavier, but I'd really like to look nice again whilst hiding the extra 60 pounds. So you are not alone. I am sure there are so many other people with the same sort of struggle as well. And so how do you be stylish, you know, hide the 60 pounds or camouflage them in a way that makes you feel good, but still is a relaxed. You don't need the suits if you know, and these days, even most offices aren't wearing suits, even, you know, like, you know, there's not too many industries left where everybody is wearing a suit anymore. There's so much more casualization of work for dress anyway. So things to think about is, how do you look stylish? Well, number one, find, like, say, a great pair of jeans that fits, that looks good on you. You know, because often when we are, you know, holding extra weight, we kind of we will accept not so great clothes because we don't feel so great about ourselves, rather than I'm going to keep on looking until I find something that actually fits me well. So I would be looking for, say, a great pair of jeans and then maybe finding some tops. So rather than going for sweatshirts, why not try a blouse? Or something that's a little bit dressier, but you're still wearing it, your jeans, so you're not overdressed. And it could be, maybe it's just a slightly nicer knit top than a sweatshirt. It's just thinking about taking that level of refinement up a notch rather than settling for the very kind of casual. So that is one way. And this is where also thinking about fit two of your tops is going to make a difference. But even just something like a blouse or even wearing a t-shirt, but a good quality t-shirt with a blazer or some sort of jacket. Now, that blazer or jacket does not have to be the suit jacket. There are so many different styles of jackets out there. And if you go online and look in your, you know, local department stores and you just search up jackets, you will find so many different sorts. So finding a jacket that makes you feel good. Jackets are great because they can actually hide all sorts of sins underneath. Something with a little bit of structure like that can really help you to feel good. You know, like it kind of can help to disguise what's going on underneath. So that also can be something to look for. Jackets can be good, you know, or maybe it's a longer coat or cardigan as well. They're also in fashion and they can also be something that just kind of dresses up something that's a little bit more casual. Also think about your shoes. Often when we get to the super casual, we end up in sneakers every day. Thinking about wearing maybe just a pair of ankle boots or just something that's a little bit more refined, or even if we are in sneakers, going for a more refined sneaker, you know, the more kind of dress sneaker rather than the running shoe. That also can level up. And then think about accessorizing. A few accessories can go a long way to really upping your style game. So there is a few different things you can think of to do that. And, you know, like one of the reasons I love things like blouses is they're a bit looser than, you know, knit tops. They don't stick to the lumps and bumps. So it helps to disguise those extra pounds that you want to disguise. So they are just a few things, and figuring out your style. And this is where often, particularly when we've had weight gain, we've kind of lost our sense of style. We don't really know what suits our current body. So maybe your body shape's changed because of that weight gain. All these things can make you feel like you're lost, and then you're trying different things on. So, you know, go and do my body shape calculator quiz and get your body shape Bible so you know what silhouette you're really looking for and where the detail is on your clothes. That is a great starting point because it's going to help you when you walk into a store and you can be overwhelmed by all the stuff, that you can actually start to knock out, you know, 90% of it because you know it's not right for you. And the reality is it's only ever going to be a tiny portion of what is out there at any one time that is going to be right for you. And sometimes there is zero right for you, where the style should work, but you put it on, the fit is not right. Do not take that personally. Sometimes they do some pretty weird things with cuts. I mean, I tried on a shirt recently, a blouse like this, but they'd cut the armhole and it just like dug into my arms. And I was like, I don't know what they've been doing, probably trying to save on fabric and making it cheaper. And sadly, then it did not work so well, so left it in the store. So don't ever think that if you can't find something in the stores, there is something wrong with you. It's often the way they manufacture things, and sometimes it's just, you know, it's not your season. Sometimes the style of things, it's not your season. So don't think that if you come home empty-handed that you are a failure. In fact, in many ways, whenever people come home empty-handed, I go, that is great. You've become more discerning. You're not just buying anything for the sake of bringing something home. You've actually become discerning, and so you're not wasting money on the wrong clothes, but really understanding what are the right clothes, what are your style guidelines. So the colors that work for you, the styles that work for you, the kind of prints and patterns, all those things. When you've got that style knowledge, it really makes it so much easier. So I'd be starting with getting that style education before you go shopping and buy new. And then if you do want to do some experimentation, which can be when we're refining our style, some experimentation can be good. I would be like, you know, go to a thrift store or somewhere rather than spending a whole lot of money. If you're kind of wanting to try something out and you know, you don't have it, try, you know, like getting it in, you know, a thrift store is a good way of doing it. And then if it doesn't work, give it back to the thrift store. But you haven't invested a lot in that as you are getting to know your style. So just a few tips. And I know it can be difficult when we are restarting to find our style and when life changes and body changes and all those things happen. I mean, style is a journey. It is not a destination. So we are always through our lifetime having to reassess our style. Last question today comes from Gina. She said, I like relaxed clothing, and this was confirmed by your personality style quiz. Yet I'd like to be considered stylish, even if it's a relaxed look outfit. How do I do this? So when we're thinking about relaxed, style. We're thinking about, you know, denim, stretchy, looser fit. You know, there's a bunch of things there, comfortable shoes, practicality, ease of movement. All those things are super important. But this doesn't mean you have to be frumpy. So things that are really important is when things get too baggy or saggy, they start looking unstylish. So a good fit is really important. Also too is often when you have a highly relaxed style, because things are comfortable, it can be very hard to let them go when they are worn out. And so making sure your clothing still is in good condition rather than having got worn out. Making sure that you iron things. If you've got, say, a chambray shirt, which is a relaxed garment, that it's not crushed. Or if you love linen, that you're not looking sloppy because it's all crushed. So thinking about, you know, the kind of the polish. Also grooming, making sure that you have a base level of grooming that makes you feel stylish. All these things come into it. And even with relaxed style, it doesn't mean you can't have some sort of accessory or some sort of pattern or things like that. Just give the outfit some more interest. And good quality makes a big difference, particularly with relaxed style garments, because they come at every price point. And you can go for the really basic cheap t-shirt that's kind of falling to pieces and wearing out and stretching in a few wears, or you can go for the slightly better quality one. So thinking about the quality, the fit, you know, the presentation, so making sure things are looking sharp and clean and not saggy, baggy and pilled. All these things are things you can think of. And then adding an accessory. So it could be that with a relaxed style, you're not going to go for statement necklaces or anything too out there, but it could be maybe you have a scarf that you throw on, something that's in cotton, you know, so it's still a relaxed fabric. It's not a silk scarf. It's still a relaxed fabric, but it maybe has a bit of a pattern or color and adds a bit more interest to your outfit. Think about even your handbag, that it too wants to be in good condition and, you know, could add some style. The sunglasses you wear, there's all sorts of little accessories we can add in that make a relaxed style still feel, you know, more dressy, more stylish. And even like I was talking about before, that, you know, rather than the running sneakers, go for the dress sneakers. Look at just that like slightly more refined version of those relaxed and comfortable shoes. You know, you can have a flat, comfortable shoe. It doesn't have to be really kind of chunky or, you know, unattractive. So it would be looking for those sorts of things as well, because it's often just those little details that make all the difference. So if you'd really love to get that style education that helps you discover your style, your colors, what works for you today, all about your personality and how every, you know, part of you is kind of like, you know, put together with different aspects of your personality, so you know what is right and what is wrong when you're out there shopping for you, you know, how to put outfits together, all those sorts of things. I'd love to invite you to join my 7 Steps of Style program, which includes all of this information. It's the style education you never got at school, yet the wisdom you get from this program will you know, save you so much money for the rest of your life. And it'll help you stop making mistakes on buying clothes that just don't work for you. Because so often we go shopping, we don't know what's working. We don't know why something does work and why something doesn't work. So it's a hit and miss. And so my passion in life is to educate you, to help you find the clothes that make you both look good as well as feel great and more confident, so you can go out in life and do the things that you want to do. Thanks so much. Bye for now.
Thanks for listening to Inside Out Style with Imogen Lamport. Be sure to subscribe to this podcast for more actionable style and color tips. And don't forget to visit InsideOutStyleBlog.com, where you'll discover Imogen's encyclopedia of color and style advice to help you become your most stylish self. If you're enjoying what's here, please leave a review so we can bring you more of the content that helps you adore your wardrobe more, so you can get up, get dressed, and get out the door looking and feeling fabulous every single day.